Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, in today's Irish Times, journalist Justine McCarthy describes what she calls an indigestible example of greedflation, a restaurant charging €15.90 for a Caesar chicken wrap. Chips on the side cost extra. She ends the article asking whether the government is allowing a rip-off culture to flourish. So are we back to a rip-off republic, or are increasing energy and food costs driving the rise? Well, here to discuss all of this is Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Breed Smith, who is People Before Profit TD for Dublin South Central. You're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Adrian, I might come to yourself first. And there's really no excusing a €15.90 Caesar chicken wrap, is there?
Well, I wouldn't pay €15.90 for Caesar chicken wrap if you can get the same item across the road for €8.50 as per Justine's article. I mean, people will vote with their feet. If this business, I don't know where the business is, but if this business is charging €15.90, that's their business model. They've decided to charge €15.90, and if consumers pay it, that's what consumers will do. But I wouldn't pay it. I'd go across the road for the €8.50 as per her article in today's Irish Times.
And yet the general sense of Justine's article is that this is not a once-off. I mean, it might be an extreme example, but that prices generally in the hospitality industry seem to be at least the same, if not higher, despite the fact that you got your 9% VAT rate extended.
Well, inflation is hitting every part of society in Ireland, including our customers that come into our restaurants. With due to cost of living, we've had 7 interest rate hikes already for consumers and businesses. But the inflation also affects business inflation, which affects our members due to energy costs, all the day-to-day running of a business, and included in that is the raw material, which is food. So we are being hit also as per our consumers. And at the end of the day, these businesses have to make a margin to keep their doors open, pay their landlord, pay their taxes, pay their whatever they have to pay.
Is there price gouging going on though?
Well, I wouldn't call it price gouging in that respect. For that isolated incident in that article today, you could say yes for that one incident. You could not say there's price gouging across the Irish restaurant sector. And in the article, Justine highlights that there's very great restaurants in Dublin and great restaurants across the country in Ireland.
Yeah, I know there was a recent article in the Irish Times showing that Ireland is, or Dublin in particular, is one of the most expensive places in Europe to eat. And it gave the example of a 3-course meal for 2 people in Dublin costing €80. Diners paying an average of, for example, €60 to eat in a Parisian restaurant.
Yeah, and if you looked at the visitors coming from North America, we're delighted to see so many Americans in the country. The price of going out in New York is twice as much as what it is in Ireland. So inflation is hitting every capital city in Europe and across the world.
Well, London was actually cheaper than Dublin. Paris was cheaper than Dublin.
We can see what's going on in the UK economy at the moment. So they're a separate basket case, in fairness, with it due to Brexit.
But yeah, I want to bring in Breed, but I just give you one more example from a texter here. €35 for 10 or 12 pieces of scampi and €5 for 4 leaves of lettuce and 2 cherry tomatoes in a hotel in Cork today.
I don't know where they are. All I can say is that at the moment, inflation is hitting every part of the society, including our businesses and those consumers, and obviously those voters that Breed represents. Also, there is value out there all within the hospitality sector.
And Breed, there's value to be had. You just have to go looking for it.
Yeah, well, certainly there's places that are a lot cheaper for a chicken roll than the nearly €16 that Justine mentioned. And I'd just like to make the point that really the chicken wrap is in the halfpenny place next to the energy costs and the food inflation generally. I notice it going into the shops. All of my neighbours talk about it. The way and the rapid pace of food inflation is just out the door and people can't afford it. But what this shows you is that profiteering is clearly going on. It's clearly going on in energy, in rents, in housing. in food now, and workers' wages are not going up to alleviate the inflation. So it's kind of like shooting yourself in the foot, because all the profiteering and the gouging that is happening, you're going to, and at the same time not increasing the pay that workers receive, is going to be having a really negative effect on the economy. But I don't accept
but those
that
things
Justine
that you mentioned
was just
there,
picking out one restaurant. Well, she was making a more general point.
She certainly was. But those things that you've mentioned there, the price of energy going up, the price of food going up, those are the things that are affecting the hospitality industry, obviously, in terms of providing the service. So Adrian's saying there's no price gouging. It's the cost of doing business.
Well, I hope your listeners keep texting in examples like the hotel in Cork and the example that Justine gave, because they are out there, where there are people who have a sitting duck of an audience charging whatever they can get away with or will attempt to get away with, because there definitely is profiteering is clearly taking place in food, in the hospitality sector. And this is despite the reduction in the VAT rate, which has not been passed on to workers and certainly hasn't been passed on to consumers.
Adrian, will you be looking for an extension of the 9% cut in the VAT rate?
Of course we will. The 9% VAT rate is the rate that should be for hospitality in Ireland, we believe, when you benchmark it against the European Union colleagues. If it goes back up to 13.5%, it brings Ireland to the second highest VAT rate for hospitality across Europe. That's
but
not
what
where
can
we
you
want
do?
To be.
I mean, you can't get any more expensive than you are. Do you know what I mean? You're already one of the most expensive in Europe, according to the various studies.
Well, you know, the VAT rate for us is a key issue in hospitality, because, you know, if you're in the restaurant industry, it's all about margin at the end of the day. If you increase the VAT rate, your margins will deplete substantially, mm-hmm. and actually your business will go out. Those small restaurants will go out of business. And we are very clear on this, that the 9% VAT rate is the right rate of VAT for hospitality. And that's
well, of
what
course
we
you're
clear
on it, because I mean, it saves you money, or it allows, you know, businesses to make a better profit. Another texter says, I paid almost €18 for a chicken sandwich and a coffee this week. No chips or salad in Dublin. €18 for a chicken sandwich and a coffee. €7.50 for two coffees in Dublin this morning, says this person, a disgrace. I'd say that's pretty standard, actually. €7.50 for two coffees in Dublin, I think, would be almost good value, or regarded as good value, whether it is or not. Just in relation to the VAT rate, Adrian, this was brought in, I know you know the history of it, during the pandemic to try and help your industry that was obviously much more badly hit than other industries, because people couldn't go out to restaurants and to hotels. All businesses are affected by energy costs. Like, what about the manufacturers and the farmers and the sole traders? Why do you get the €300 million special treatment?
Well, you know, this was brought in actually in 2011 and was increased for 1 year in 2019 to 13.5% and then brought back down.
Because of the pandemic.
And ever since, we've always said that the 9% is the right rate. Why should it be at 9%? Because if we increase to 13.5%, you know, that'll bring us out of kilter when you benchmark us to be competitive against our competitors in Europe for tourism and hospitality. That is the argument.
Breeder, I might bring you back in on that, because we did see, for example, in primetime last night, the owner of Gotham South was explaining why they had to shut down, and he was talking about how it was a combination of pandemic, relentless price increase in basic ingredients, and up to 600% increase in energy bills. And it just wasn't viable, he was saying, to keep the business open.
I mean, that's fair enough. And I know there are loads of examples of businesses that went under after the pandemic and it wasn't viable for them. But I think you have to put this in the context of how the population are affected by it. And like I say, and I'll just repeat it, I mean, Michael D. Higgins said that the contribution of all of the money that was made in this country coming from a highly educated, hardworking population has not been recognised. And there's a lack of political willingness on behalf of the government to regulate markets. They're not willing to regulate the food markets, the energy markets. They're not willing to implement decent rent controls that would give people a bit of breathing space. People are drowning in the increasing of cost of living at the moment without any commensurate pay rises. And workers do need pay rises to allow them through this.
Are there any pay rises in the
hospitality
industry?
It's not all about the hospitality sector.
Yeah, no, and I understand that point, Adrian. Are there increases for workers in the hospitality sector to try and keep
absolutely, and it has been over the last number of years. Hence, we've had to retain the staff that we have. The CSO figures relate to pay increases within our industry. So, you know, we've had to pay to retain, and we've had to try and attract more into our industry. Because, you know, there is a market out there. We're at, 4.2% unemployment rate at the moment, nearly full employment. So there's a huge competition for staff right across the entire economy. So you have to pay more to attract staff into our industry. And
your claim of an isolated incident, I just have to give you some more of the text coming in. In a cafe recently, two medium hot chocolates and a medium oat latte, €17. Sarah, €29 lunchtime Dublin hotel for a chicken breast, small piece of potato and a few sticks of asparagus. That comes from Liz. Another person, a certain hotel in County Cork, two toasted specials, one tea, one coffee. Wait for it. €36.50. €14 for two scallops and Claret, says another person.
Well, the evidence is there, and I think for the hospitality sector to claim that there isn't price gouging going on is not actually accurate, and it doesn't live or hold up to people's lived experience. And therefore, when they come in August to look for the VAT rate to reduction to remain, they're going to have to prove to us that they have given substantial and decent pay rises to workers. They were starting from a very low level of pay anyway, and they're also going to have to prove that they're willing to show a certain sense of social solidarity, which is completely absent in this country when it comes to who's paying for what.
Adrian?
Well, there was one point that Bridge has made, and this is with regard to energy, and I agree 100% with her. The energy companies affect consumers, and they also affect our industry greatly. And ever since your article yesterday evening with regard to Gotham Cafe, I've been inundated with more and more businesses saying, look at what the energy companies are doing for us. The government have put in place a grant aid scheme for all businesses across the economy. It's not enough. It's not working. I think it was only about 30 million.
So you want another grant aid scheme on top of the 9% VAT rate?
What I'm saying is they need to revisit it and make sure that all businesses that need it get it.
Is this going to be seen for the consumer? You know, we paid over €80 for two course meals, starter and main course with wine. It's now €90, says this person. It's crazy price in Dublin. We're going to be eating out less often. €3.20 for a single espresso in Dublin, says another person. The waitress was mortified when I reacted. Breach, what do you think of this idea that there needs to be change to the energy scheme as well as the 9% VAT rate for more help for the hospitality industry?
Well, look, we have argued all along and produced a bill that was defeated by the government that there needs to be energy price controls and indeed price controls more generally. But there's an unwillingness on behalf of this government to interfere in the market when clearly there is profit gouging going on, when some sectors are absolutely profits going through the roof and the government are unwilling to intervene. And this is shameful when you consider how people are being squeezed and when you compare how they've treated the hospitality industry when they go lobbying them for VAT rates and special interventions on the energy bills to how they treated people facing evictions and lifting the eviction ban at the end of March. It's absolutely one-sided what goes on in this society, and that's why I think Michael Dee's point about the lack of social solidarity is very, very clear in Ireland, and people feel it really hard in their pockets.
Okay, and I think, Adrian, people will find it very difficult to see another €300 million go to the hospitality industry in the VAT rate as well as grants on energy. But I do think people see the very high energy costs for businesses at the same time. Would it not be better and fairer, from your perspective, to focus on getting the energy grant scheme working for all businesses, including your own, in a way that really, really helps with that very high cost and not be fighting for the other aspect, that special treatment for your industry only?
Well, I'll put it this way, Sarah. We put in our proposals around the amendments to the energy grant that will help businesses, all businesses, not just the hospitality sector. So those are gone into government, into the department, and hopefully that will be activated on. We're waiting for that, and that should be done as quickly as possible. With regard to the VAT rate, our campaign will continue on this because nobody's ever said to us why 13.5% is the rate that the government should have us at. Nobody's ever said that is the rate that Ireland should be at for hospitality. We've always said...
Isn't that the way it is with all the different VAT rates? Like, they're the rates that were put in place. You know, that's why you pay whatever it is on when we're going into shops and we buy our food or whatever, the 20% or 23% or whatever it is on purchases. I mean, why has anybody ever said we should pay that?
No, but nobody within the Department of Finance has said quite clearly to us, 13.5% is a rate that you should be paying, because we think that is, and we've done a report benchmarking against the rest of Europe.
All right, okay.
And they haven't done that.
A couple more texts and then we'll wrap. It's not just the big cities. €24 for a chicken Caesar salad in County Monaghan, my goodness. €7 for a takeaway slice of cake in Galway. €6 for a vegan sausage roll, says another person. Keep those texts coming to 51551. Adrian Cummins and Breed Smith, thank you very much.